Yeah, it's a group out of France, El Nino, and the song was La Más Decisive. And they, you can check them out on MySpace. I think it's El Nino, you know, and then the first part is myspace.com/, all that. So this is WRIR, as I said, as I mentioned, and Steve and Jerome, I would like you to play some music that you're into, because I, you know, I get to do this every week, so.
Sure. I guess the first thing I'm going to put on here is a songwriter out of London, Imogen Heap, who's no longer a secret. I guess she's having a really great year, and her record on RCA Sony's doing really well. This is one of my favorite tracks from the record. It's called Clear the Area.
Unexpected smile with big intention, still posted at your station. on about the day it should have flown.
Right, so that wasn't actually clear the area.
It wasn't clear the area. I'd like to make my first public apology here for that. That was actually a song called Headlock.
But that's Imogen Heap, and she's out of London, right?
Yeah, sorry, Imogen.
Yeah. And what do you got for us next here?
I've got, in my opinion, a fantastic band from Denmark called Kent, and this track is called Max 500. So.
Awesome.
And enjoy.
We got one of your old friends up here too, Chris Bramman.
Word
up. It's nice to be surrounded
by. He needs a mic.
Good peeps. You need a mic.
I don't need a mic. They took my mic.
Of the rip-off fame. And what's the other band you got there?
Keons.
Yeah. We're just a big musical family here back in
Chris
Richmond.
Chris of the rip-off and Keons.
The rip-off and Keons. Yep.
Okay. Here we go.
So, but it's good to have you back around here, Jerome. And we'll just hear this one. Go ahead. Let's try that again.
Morning hanging low.
So, yeah, we just heard The Shocking Blue, Long and Lonesome Road, and they were from the Netherlands. I played a little bit of them last week. And before that, Kent with, what song was that?
Max 500.
Right on. And we're going to hear another song from your release here, which is not yet released. But we'll play Sweat Jackets. Any comments on this one? Stephen Jerome?
Don't bore us, get to the chorus, except it doesn't have one. So I guess that doesn't apply.
Right on.
No thoughts, really. It's about shopping, really, man. It's about buying clothes.
Here's Sweat Jacket, Stephen Jerome.
Alright, I'm Stephen Jerome, and this next track is Firecracker on a Quiet Pond.
Explode like a firecracker on a quiet
was Firecracker on a Quiet Pond. Quite an image there. Anything else to say about the song or the lyrics or the... I heard keyboards in there. You know, I'm pretty perceptive.
There are keyboards. Now, I'm going to say something deep. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You actually gave me the inspiration for that song.
Wow. How on earth did I do that?
You were on my front porch. We were having a cup of coffee, and you were talking about watching a guy doing Tai Chi in the middle of the bombast of New York City and how beautiful it was.
Yeah.
So I chose to reverse the metaphor and pen this little
That's cool.
piece.
So how many different people took part in recording this besides just you and guitar and vocals?
There were two session players, the producer, backup singer, and myself.
Backup singer.
Yeah, and that was it.
Vocalist.
That was it. And there are a couple people behind it executively, just, you know, that sort of take care of business affairs so that I don't have to.
Yeah.
Being a lucky, lucky man, I can just kind of concentrate on turning songs out.
Yeah. And you've got, you know, low keyboard.
There's some organ on it.
There's some organ. And
it's actually a lot of keys on the record.
Yeah.
In general, more than I had anticipated. But
any particular influences of artists over the years that have led you to the current arrangement of, you know, your sound in terms of what you're preferring?
Sure, sure.
Anybody in pop to mind?
Sure, and there are people that have really influenced the way I think and the way I put music together, and I'd say specifically the Stone Roses, David Bowie, Jane's Addiction, as you know, recently Interpol, and a couple of songwriters, Rufus Wainwright. Again, Imogen Heap I think is fantastic. IMX out of Berlin. So, you know, it's always a shifting list of people, you know, half a dozen people with two at the top at any given time that are really, you know, motivating me to kind of keep writing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'd say this, you know, this, from what I've heard, and I've only heard it all the way through once in one sitting, and then, you know, bits and pieces here and there in the past couple of days, but you definitely got your own sound here, and I think, hope it will do good things for you in your road ahead.
Yeah, hopefully it'll just continue to expand.
Yeah, you know, and I'm glad we got to play it here first on WRIR. So what are we going to end with here? Which song is next?
All right, the song's called You Want Some.
And you're listening to Music and Talk.
Direction, everything was in check. Hot and cold, they say, had our way as the big thing that's next. Now anything's possible, it's no stretch, and I'm pleased to say, hey, can you hear it? Come, don't you want some? Or can you live without it? All that we are not real, we are not dumb. There's no time. Left to you, but I need to feel clean, and John brides me too. Smoking gun, spent ourselves and had no fun. But we stayed alive and came so clean, remained brave and remained unseen. Hot and cold, they say, this being the next best thing to the thing that's next. Hot and come what may, and clinically sex and violence, okay. Hey, can you hear it? Come, don't you want some? Or can you live without it? Although we are not real, we are not dumb. There's no time. Self-indulge, so self-absorbed, so self-contained. you may not be much left of you. So come on, let's right this wrong. So come on, let's get this on. So come on, let's right this wrong.
Stephen Jerome, and got some feedback here. Had it turned out, that's a good one to turn up pretty loud, I think, as you were just mentioning. So anyway, I'd like to thank you for coming in here and being on WRIR on If Music Could Talk. It's good to have you. You know, being that we've known each other for so long, but now that I've known that you've been working on this for a long time too, and it's a real accomplishment. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And when can people expect to have this available, quote-unquote?
It's not 100% clear, but my guess is January. My guess is late January.
So what's the trajectory consist of right now? What are you, you know, what is it going to take to get this in stores?
What it's going to take is securing distribution. So I guess that's in the works right now. And, yeah, and with a little luck, it'll go pretty quickly. And I guess in the meantime, you can check me out online.
Yeah, we're going to put this show up. Actually, I'll put it up for you, and we'll podcast it later on. So we're and that'll be available on your website. I'll post a link to that website when we get it back up. It's under construction. But you can find it at WRIR.org or my website, turquoisekid.blogspot.com, and we'll post links to the podcast later on and to Stephen Jerome's MySpace page, which you can look for in the future. So thanks for being here, and we'll just play some more music and finish it out here.
Great. Thanks, Carl.
Cool, man. Congratulations and good luck. Here's Boards of Canada. This song is called Gotta Check. It's Left Side Drive from their EP Trans Canada Highway. It's a group out of Scotland. sounds of Killing Joke, Love Like Blood. Yeah, we're going to finish it out with a couple more songs that have been on Stephen Jerome's iPod, the up-to-date, in-fashion Stephen Jerome with his iPod. What you got up next, man?
This is actually a song from the last Depeche Mode record. It's called Lillian.
iPods are wonderful, aren't they? Just very interesting devices.
They've changed everything.
that, we're going to end it out with one more song by Stephen Jerome. I've got two songs playing at the same time. Hold on. Yeah. But this has been another If Music Could Talk show, and I'm here. It's kind of a talk show. Yeah, If Music Could Talk show. Meet me back here next week for more fun and games. And I hope you have enjoyed the music you heard this evening by Stephen Jerome and friends. So we'll bid you farewell. And what's the last song we're going to play here?
Great. This song's called A Certain Promise. And thanks for having me, Carl.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming, Chris.
Chris still needs a mic, but... Okay, well, stay tuned for Can't Stop the Music, and the song is called A Certain
Promise.
On any given day, I can just step outside myself into the subway or pull the imp straight off from the shelf. Touch base and check in with what's unsafe. A precarious process of feeling faith. A